USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Florida judge wants a list of potential special master candidates submitted to her by Friday. That person would be charged with reviewing documents taken from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. The individual's duties and limitations must also be determined by Trump's lawyers and the Department of Justice. Russia is banning more than two dozen Americans from entering the country, including several U.S. political leaders and actor Ben Stiller. In a statement from Russia's foreign ministry, this comes in response to U.S. sanctions on Russians following the country's invasion of Ukraine. OPEC is set to cut oil production by 100,000 barrels a day next month. That was the same increase that the group that includes Russia had agreed to for this month. President Biden hitting the road this Labor Day. The president speaking in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, pushing back on Republicans who voted against the Inflation Reduction Act.
Some of them voted against it. They thought it made sense, but they couldn't let Biden, quote, have a victory. It's not my victory. It's the American people's victory.
The president speaking at a union-sponsored Labor Day event. Republicans argue the bill will contribute to more inflation with more government spending. Water pressure returned to usual levels in Jackson, Mississippi over the weekend. However, residents are advised to boil any water before drinking. Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves says the state will be investing tens of millions of dollars in a long-term solution.
Whatever investment comes next, basic competency to run a water system has to come with it. We cannot continue on the way that we've been going.
For the sixth day in a row, California residents are being asked to conserve energy amid record-setting temperatures. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
During a Labor Day speech in Boston, Vice President Kamala Harris claims that extremist leaders are fighting to turn back the clock.
Every day, workers fight to move our country forward. And yet, we must recognize there are those who are fighting to drag us back.
The back and forth is continuing between a governor and a big city mayor.
Democrat Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot for over 2 years boasted how her town is a sanctuary city, taking in all illegal immigrants. Her tune has soured a bit now that Texas has been busing the Windy City some illegal immigrants.
We have yet to hear from anybody in an official capacity from Texas. That's unacceptable. We're talking about human beings' lives.
And that's exactly Republican Governor Greg Abbott's complaint to President Biden for 2 years under Biden's open border policy. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A 77-year-old woman is recovering from an alligator bite in her Manatee County, Florida retirement community. Mayor Gordon Silver says he's never seen a gator act like that.
Usually they run the other way. Even when you see them on the path around here, crossing over from pond to pond, they see a human and they take off.
Animal experts suggest someone may have been feeding the alligator based on its behavior. The gator was trapped and euthanized, according to Florida Fish and Wildlife. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.